to wake up in the morning. I used to feel so bad. I got so sick of having sleepless nights. I went and told my dad. He said, son, now here's some little something. And stuck them on my wall.
I don't know this Who song. Coach Q loves a Who. We do the Who for Coach Q, and I believe he picks the song. Let me go to the phone and ask him. I don't know this song, Coach. What Who song is this?
Pictures of Lily. I think it's on. I think it's on the Who album, but I'm not. Or the Tommy album, but I'm not. I'm not sure.
I don't. I've never heard it. Never played it as a disc jockey. Never heard it. Look at you going deep cuts. How about that, Mr. Versatile? Hey, welcome home.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. Does it feel like a long trip, or do we just make more of that than it is?
This one was, we had some good stretches in it, and I thought we played better at the end than we did at the start of it. And But 14 days is a long trip, and I think being 500 at the end of it put us in a good spot. So we'll take it, and... I thought it was productive in a lot of ways. Guys got together a couple times there, and I thought it was good in a lot of ways.
Who do you hang out with? You and the coaches do stuff?
Yeah, we usually hang out and go to dinner, and low key though.
You want to name which of the coaches you ditch because you're tired of them, and you try to go to another restaurant?
We don't ditch anybody.
I didn't think you did. All right, so Dave Adam made a great point earlier this morning. He said, look, you leave in first place, you come back in first place. That's good.
Well, there's some positives to it. I know that it's one of those trips where you look at it going into it and says, okay, if we can get out of this trip all right, we'll be in good shape, and then you can set up your season. Much like, we wanted to get off to a good start. I think our play's been better than it was at the start as well. So we've got some points earlier that maybe we didn't deserve. So we've been fortunate in that regard. And now we got to, try to get better in a lot of ways. But we're still, we're doing some good things. And I like how we're starting to get better without the puck. And I think we can be better with it. But I think our team game's progressing.
What was the highlight of the trip? Was it the overtime win in Vancouver where Hossa got the game winner after and Hinostroza got on the score sheet a bit, or was it that win over Anaheim towards the end of the trip?
I'll say the Vancouver game being down 3-0 and the way it went and scoring twice in overtime, and both teams had unbelievable chances. Darles loses his glove. All kinds of things happened in that overtime. It was incredible, and the comeback was great. I thought we had, might have played our best period of the year and in the third period. And so that was back-to-back nights. It was a big one for us as well. So certainly, winning in Anaheim was good, and we had some all the games seemed relatively close. So it's, the Winnipeg game got away from us there, even though that Edmonton looked like 5-0, I thought the game was a lot closer than the score.
You know, with almost no exceptions here, you're getting exceptional goaltending, and it's been, and it makes sense, obviously. You can't win three cups without great goaltending, but over the course of your run here in Chicago, the goaltending's been great. It just feels like a streak between both guys this year that, there's something else.
Well, we know the importance of goaltending, and yesterday we didn't have Darles at practice, and Jimmy went in the net, and then you really, really appreciate it even more. So Jimmy Waite, the goalie coach. So we had fun with him in the net yesterday, but our goaltending this year has been great. The consistency, no matter who's in the net, the guys play the same way in front of them, and they know that they're going to be kept in games, and they're going to get a chance to win. And but we've had our quota of goalie wins to date here, so let's not just rely on the goalies here. Let's give them a little bit better support, and let's be a little stingier in front of them.
Joel, any update you can give us on Taves?
Taze is going to see how he is this morning here. A chance that he could play today if everything goes right this a.m., but won't know till then.
When he's not out there, and everybody focuses on face-offs, obviously, but he does so much for you, where do you miss him the most?
Well, you could say in the face-off circle, you could say you miss him that line that you're counting on important minutes is 20-something minutes a night or 20 minutes a night or every single shift is important to our team game. He only takes face-offs, kills penalties, and that first face-off is important, whether he's starting on the power play or starting on the PK or he's last minute of a period or a big shift after a goal. And he's out there against the other team's best player, so he absorbs all those quality minutes that some nights the other guys are going to benefit, knowing that they don't have to play against the other team's best defenseman. So there's definitely a void. But the biggest one that jumps out at you on paper is the stats of our efficiency in the faceoff circle.
Yeah, and if you end up in overtime, is there a better 3-on-3 player in the game? I don't think there is.
Better. I like Kaner out there. Breadman's good. Johnny's good. I like our options, but Johnny's
so suddenly he's fourth.
Clutch goals now, and he's the guy. So we like our team in overtime, and last time we didn't really get a chance to get going in the LA game, knowing that they just got on their power play just off the power play where we didn't really get the puck much. So that was a great shot by them. But certainly Johnny does his thing, not just in the 3-on-3.
You got Florida tonight, and that team's got some upheaval going on. Does that matter in preparation to you, or do you just treat it like another game?
No, it's always a tough game. This first game back after a long trip is always challenging. I think that, technically, I don't know if they're going to be changing much. I'm sure they'll be doing things differently or talked about how they want to do things in the new approach with a new coach and a staff. So we expect them to be dangerous. We expect them to be hungry. We expect them to be ready. So let's make sure we take care of our own business here, and knowing that we're back here at home, we've had success here before. Let's take advantage of home ice, and knowing that today's game, you got to find a way to get yourself going and push yourself through tonight's game.
When are you going to start your Christmas shopping? December 22nd, 23rd. What's the tradition?
Yeah, we'll see. The busy month. Busy month. I'm not a big shopper.
You must have somebody great at home who takes care of most of that?
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. Have you figured out what you're going to get me yet?
Yeah, same thing.
I'll put you down for that size as well. And the right color. Glad to have you guys back, and looking forward to a fun one tonight. Hope everybody gets healthy real soon, and congrats on... It's rare when I'd say this, but congrats on 500. I think that's just fine coming off this trip, and now we get back home and keep cranking it out.
All right.
All right, buddy. All the best. That's Coach Q. Oh, by the way, sponsored by Hooters. Mm-hmm. Not just America's wing joint. I don't know if you know this, Dave. Hooters is a way of life.
That's what I hear.
That's the slogan I created.